Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Rihanna.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely.
I don't think I believe in ghosts.
How do you not believe in ghosts?
I've never had like a paranormal experience.
You've never had anything happen that was kind of weird and unexplainable?
No. I can explain everything that's ever happened to me.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
That seems like not fun. I feel like that takes the mystery out of the existence and the meaning of life.
I don't know. Ghosts are afraid of me. I just ward them off.
Who raised you? What happened?
I don't know. I'm just normal. I'm not like a paranormal. I'm just like a normal
home. I feel like most people who are normal have had at least one or two things. I've had paranormal things happen to me here.
We have a ghost?
Yes, we have a ghost. We have a WFSU station ghost.
What?
It pops up on Halloween. Look, Blaze Ganey, our former reporter Blaze Ganey, was here late one night, and it was on Halloween. He was working late one night, and all of a sudden, a voice came through from the computer, and it recorded itself, and it freaked out a lot of people. I'm just saying, we had that audio for a very long time until we got hacked.
Okay, so we've got one audio ghost. Do you have a ghost story of your own?
So this happened when I was a junior. I was still an undergrad. I was a junior. I was taking a black and white photography class. So you can probably add up the number of years and figure out when I was in school. But this was back still when Sunland was still a thing. That was the old mental health hospital. And there's now an apartment complex there. But at the time, it was still standing. It had busted out windows. It had, you know, chain link fence around it, no trespassing signs. I, as the enterprising young journalist at the time, ignored those trespassing signs because I was determined to get some really good pictures. So I went to Sunland. I went during the day. I'm afraid of the dark. Okay, let's just be real. So I went during the day to protect myself because that was a good idea. And I had my black and white film, loaded everything into my grandfather's 1970s cool old camera that my professor loved, and I was determined to get some great shots. And I took pictures of the vines. I took pictures of the no trespassing sign. I took pictures of the leaves on the ground because it was fall. I mean, I took pictures of like the busted out windows. I even like got my camera through there, and you could kind of see some like, I don't know, some old furniture and stuff. I didn't go in because I know my limits, but you know, I was feeling very good about this assignment, and I took like 3 rolls of film, and I get them back to the dark room. This was on Florida A&M's campus, back in our old dark rooms in Benjamin Banneker. So y'all know, those who know, you know the times. It was late at night. I was in the dark room. I was burning and dodging, okay? I was burning and dodging. And every single photo that I developed came out black.
Oh my God.
Every single one. But if you looked on the film and you held it up to the light, you could see the images. But when I went to develop them, every single last one was pitch black. And I thought it was me. And so I was like, okay, no, for real. Like this assignment is due in like 2 days. Like, what am I gonna do? So I was like, I called my professor and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And he went to develop, like he tried one or two, his came out black.
I was gonna say, maybe it's just like user error.
To be fair, I got a C in photography, people. So, you know, we're already starting at a low place, but there were photos. They just would not develop.
Yeah. That's not normal.
Tell me.
Paranormal, a little bit.
Paranormal.
I can see that. Not really.
I tried. For years, I've been trying to convince WFSU to cover Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape?
One day.
Or is it Swamp Ape?
It's Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape?
It's Skunk Ape up here, AKA Bigfoot in other places, or I believe if you're in Flagler County, someone please correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe it's Wally.
Wally. Why?
I'm just saying there are mysteries of the world.
There's creatures out there. Be careful.
There's all kind of creatures, or it could have just been a bear. And
maybe.
People were inebriated. I don't know. I'm just saying the world is full of wonder.
Please be careful out there. Tonight, October 31st, when this is airing, please be careful for any skunk apes or swamp apes or wallies or Sasquatches.
I'm just saying, be curious.
This week, we go hunting for ghost stories. If you're gonna go looking for ghosts, what better place to look than a cemetery? That's where I met up with Tallahassee ghost tour guide Stephanie Chandler. She brought me to Tallahassee's Old City Cemetery right in the heart of downtown. I wanted to see the grave of the infamous witch. The grave of the witch, Elizabeth Butt Graham, is a landmark in its own right.
The power of her carries on. So whether she was a real witch or not, you know, there is some power in her story that people are attracted to.
Elizabeth Budd Graham was born in 1866. She married, she had kids, and within 2 years, she died at the age of 23, leaving behind a husband and 2 children. Most of what we know about her is that which is inscribed on this towering obelisk that marks her grave. Which, you know, a granite obelisk was not a cheap item to get into Florida in 1889, so it certainly stands out.
She had this really wealthy man fall in love with her, and so maybe people were coming to, like, ask for petitions, like help in love, you know, that kind of thing.
It wasn't upon her death that this witchy mythos began to surround her grave, but probably a couple decades afterwards. The legend surrounding the witch is tied to the peculiarities of her grave. Supposedly, there are distinct markers that indicate that she was a witch. Her grave faces west instead of east. Her obelisk is inscribed with an Edgar Allan Poe poem, which talks of the queenliest dead and the river Styx. And she was born in October, so yeah, naturally, she was a witch. Or at least she became one in the minds of Tallahasseans.
When I tell it, I really talk more about it being a love story, that he really loved her and made this amazing, tribute to her because she died so young. She didn't write a book. She didn't, like, own lots of property. She wasn't, but obviously, for me, this is a statement of her husband's love for her, right? Yeah. Like, he really, you know, was devastated by her death and wanted to leave something for her.
Somewhere along the line, this clearly captured the imaginations of Tallahasseans. Not just because it is one of the most massive and probably the most ornate grave in the cemetery, but because it is such a reverent memorial left by her husband of just 2 years, that people have to wonder if he was bewitched. I think it's Stephanie's story of Elizabeth Butt Graham that holds the most water, but in the minds of so many others, she is a witch, and as such, on any given day, when you visit her grave, you will find offerings left by anonymous visitors.
Rumors spread, and so clearly, even to today, people come and visit her and leave her all kinds of trinkets. This is the most active time for tributes to her, so because her birthday is October 19th, so between that date and Halloween, people are coming all the time. I was just here Saturday night, and these two little lip balms weren't there. Things show up every couple days. This was a bottle of perfume that somebody left on her birthday night. Food, we see a lot of food. There was an apple last month. There have been oranges in the past. And there's always a rubber ducky. So if that gets cleaned off, another one will show up shortly later. Like maybe 4 or 5 different rubber ducks show up on the grave over the last 2 years. I really love the idea that, you know, if it weren't for these rumors, she probably wouldn't be remembered. You know, like, we wouldn't know who she is. And so I think there's something, especially as a woman, I think there's something really special that she has found some sort of following and that her name is remembered and people are interested in her. And because otherwise we may walk by this and never think about it.
Stephanie started her touring business, Storied Paths, 2 years ago. It's stories like this and many others that serve as a bridge between present and past that connect us to the people who lived and died in Tallahassee before us.
It's been really fun. I love history. I love Tallahassee. I hope that people leave and they look at the buildings downtown differently and they see that their story's connected with them and that there's history.
Thanks for listening to Speaking of, the Unbothered Edition from WFSU Public Media. New episodes drop every Thursday, and you can find them wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of is produced with support from PRX and is made possible in part by a grant from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.